This is the Radio 1 Club from Barry in South Wales. Noel Edmonds with you. We'll be back with more music, but right now on the Radio 1 Club, we are having a special news bulletin, and we join Jimmy Kingsbury on Radio 2.
Thank you very much, Noel. It's just been reliably reported that the electricians have called off their work to rule, but it is emphasized that at this stage there is no official confirmation. Earlier, Mr. Frank Chappell, leader of the Electricians Union, had said he was hopeful that there would be a settlement today. He was speaking just before the union started another round of talks on ways of breaking the deadlock. The November trade figures show that Britain had a deficit of £16 million on visible trade, compared with a surplus last month of £41 million. On the services we sell abroad, there's an estimated to be a surplus of £50 million. Several people were taken to hospital in Mansfield after a pile-up involving 8 cars in mist on the Alfreton bypass, which links the town with the M1 motorway. And because of fog, a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit has been imposed on the Severn Bridge and warning lights switched on the M4. The House of Commons Privilege Committee said it's satisfied that no question of parliamentary privilege was involved in the treatment of Miss Bernadette Devlin, the MP for Mid-Ulster, while she was in prison. Well, that's it, Noel. Our next news on Radio 1 at 1:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Jimmy. And on the Radio 1 Club, from Barry, more music. Comes from Gilbert O'Sullivan. It's entitled Nothing Rhymed. A big cheer went up about the electricity thing and a big boo about fog on the M4. It'll take me hours to get home. Oh.
If I give up the seat I've been saving.
There it is, the record everybody's getting so excited about. I'll give it the golden chicken there. Gilbert O'Sullivan, number 11 this week in the BBC Top 30, and nothing rhymed. We apologise. The Radio 1 DJ pantomime is exactly 4.5 minutes late. Do not fear. They are here.
It's the Radio 1 DJ Panto. And what you might well ask is a DJ Panto. Well, that's simple enough to explain. It's Radio 1's own adaptation of a well-known pantomime with all the parts played by the DJs themselves. It's also our very special Christmas competition. Now, your task is twofold. First of all, we want you to identify the pantomime, which should be fairly easy. Secondly, we want you to name the 6 DJs playing the various parts. Now that, we feel, is going to be rather more difficult. So, if I can just recap, you have firstly to name the panto, and secondly to identify the 6 DJs taking part. There are some incredible prizes to be won in our DJ panto, and right here is where we tell you all about them.
Well now, the first person to identify the pantomime and the 6 DJs taking part will win an HMV record player plus 5 bonus LPs made up of Christmas albums by the Mitchell Minstrels and Rolf Harris and the latest LPs by Cliff Richard, the Hollies and the Beach Boys. Now that once again is the big prize for our DJ panto. And remember, to win it, you have to name not only the pantomime but also our 6 mystery DJs. The next 5 winners, who will only be required to identify the pantomime correctly, will each receive a cassette recorder and copies of the albums that we've just mentioned. Now, if you think that's all, you're in for a little surprise, because there are 25 additional prizes made up of the following LPs. Double albums of Pop Party and Rock Party, Bob Dylan's first and last albums, and the latest LP by the Climax Chicago Blues Band. And once again, to win one of these albums, you will simply be required to name the pantomime. And that, friends, is our complete prize list for the Radio 1 DJ Panto.
A truly amazing prize list, matched only, we think, by the brilliant performances of our DJs, who are now all set to bring you Act 1 of Radio 1's DJ Panto.
Ladies, your attention, please. A very grand letter has arrived.
Oh, do open it. I'm so excited, ever so.
So am I, so am I.
Oh, so am I.
And I am too.
To what? I mean, what, you?
What's the invitation got to do with you? You're only a servant.
Well, it's my dad he's written to.
Hold your tongue and get the washing up done, and remember...
I don't bother about her or the letter. Let's see what's in it, and let's see what's in the letter as well.
Can't you wait a minute? Oh, what do you think it is?
You can find out the reason for all the excitement when we bring you Act 2 of our mystery DJ Panto tomorrow. So do be sure to listen. And by the way, you'll find the entry coupon for our competition on page 44 of the Radio Times.
How about that? And how about that prize list? I'm also allowed to reveal that the New Year competition on Radio 1, we will be giving away 75 copies of Broadcasting House, 100 copies of Radio 1 Club, and also bonus prizes of Terry Wogan and Jimmy Young.
The Radio 1 Club, pick of the LP.
LP picking indeed from Neil Diamond. Very nice indeed.
One of my favourite singles of his is now on this album, and the album's entitled Velvet Gloves and Spit. Quite indeed. Neil Diamond, a two-bit man child. All right?
All right.
From the album Velvet Gloves and Spit, Neil Diamond and a two-bit man-child, and I was playing it especially for Jean, Michael and Haley Jane, just for being the best wife and kids ever. And that comes from Mickey, right? Right.
Be free, be happy, have fun with one.
Well, I hope you're having buckets of fun with us today. And another quick request. Darling sexy Noel, you've been looking again, haven't you? Please play a request for Mrs. Gina Thomas, Mrs. Venables, Mrs. B. Taylor. I do appeal to married ladies, you see. Mrs. Dot Rogers and Mrs. Dot Lunch. And to Mark Harrison, I'm not laughing. Lenny Cattle, I'm not even laughing at that. Stephen Lunch, you've got some names here. Steve Bourne, Mike Jacks, Terry Collins, Gareth Bunter, Steve... Oh, that one's fooled me. That one has definitely got me. Yes, I can't get that one. Anyway, hello, Steve. Alan Glister, Samson, Chrissy Taylor, and Tony Brown. Love comes from Karen, Kathy, Joan, Sue, and Jean, and Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac announcing that they are down at the Crown. Rolf Harris and Marjorie Proops just rushed in and said, why did they bother? Could well have a point there. I've got to do a few more requests simply because I'm rapidly becoming inundated, incapacitated by the sheer quantity of them for all 3D and 3B at Mary Girls Grammar School and Miss Pat Rowlands for Pat, Babs, Janice and Sue. Tar indeed for writing it down. Also, happy birthday greetings to Margaret, prodigious population exploder extraordinaire. And birthday greetings come from Tim, Joanna and Simon. Of North Ash Green, is that? All right, well, I hope the Monday lunch is going with a crunch and the din-din-din thingy is seeming pretty good in your lug holes. This seems good in any set of lug holes. It's a shame, say the Motown Spurs. Number 26 this week in the top 30. Sound pole position number 26 is occupied by the Motown Spinners. They say it's a shame. It's not a shame. It could be a shame because it's so cold. I've had to resort to my fur coat even because I'm a little bit nippy around the... I can't think of anything to say other than to introduce you to our live group today. They're away with Shutdown. Sky and Shutdown, not even Shot Down. They are moving on very rapidly to keep the pace going with a Creedence Clearwater number, and it's entitled Looking Out My Back Door.
Oh, yeah! How nice sounds they supplied to you by Sky then, the Creedence Clearwater thing, Looking Out My Back Door. Thank you, Michael, very nice. Please could you play a record for Noel Edmonds from his greatest fans, who are Andrea, Dolly, Val, Yvonne, Annette and Pauline. Incidentally, Tony Wynne-Jones back with on the Radio 1 Club from the Memorial Hall in Barry. Also to a couple of young ladies we forgot while we were up in Llanelli a few weeks ago. To Betty and John and the girls of 60 St Andrews View in Derby. This comes with lots of love from Mam in Llanelli. And also to PC Blewett and Sylvia of 126 Howarth Drive, Woodley in Reading. That also comes from Mam and Dad in Llanelli. And finally, from David and Mike, my acting road managers for the day, to all their relatives in Barry Island and also his wife Pauline, we send you love and best wishes. And the sound goes to you once again, my very good friends, Gulliver's people, and keep on walking. Don't look back.
Gulliver's people, and keep on walking, whatever you do. Okay, we're on to that time once again where we've got to give you a little bit of information. Just a reminder, this is the Radio 1 Club happening live from the Memorial Hall, Barry, and we are about to go down to London.
This is BBC Radio Medway on VHF 97, and now a look at the local news headlines at 1:30. The Medway Air and Sea Search is off. We've just heard that the three men and a boy that have been missing in the swale since yesterday have been found and all are safe and well. A spokesman at the Coast Guard station at Warden Point on the Isle of Sheppey said that the cruiser was located about a quarter of an hour ago. Mr. Basil Fowle, 21, of Sheerness, who has also been missing since yesterday, has been found. Mr. Fowle went out on a fishing trip in his 16-foot outboat and got lost in the fog. Reports from reliable sources, but unconfirmed by the union, say that the electricity workers' go slow has been called off. Mr. Herbert Paw, the district manager of the Seaboard's Maidstone offices, said in midday Medway programme today that he hoped a return to normal would be swift. Two men attacked a 52-year-old housewife with a knife and robbed her of life savings amounting to £69 in Gravesend. The woman, Mrs. Gallis Watkins, was treated in hospital for face injuries. This is BBC Radio Medway, the time 1:31. Back now to Radio 1 and the Radio 1 Club.
And I still think it's the very best version of Hush. Oh, I've had another Roscoe pill and it's Hush. Oh, I like it. Not going to be long before that one's in the 30, although all the Christmas records around could well and truly put the mockers on that. The pop world goes absolutely potty at this time of year. Had a book passed up here and it's called Fly For Your Life. Very subtle, these Welsh people. Larry Forrester's the author, so no doubt we're going to have to pay dues to him. Anyway, inside the cover it says, for Bill, Duck, Spud, Murphy, Jill, Johnny Bear, Popeye, Binky, Knocker. Well done, Knocker, lad. Barney, Chunky, Norman. P.S. Note carefully, chuck the book back, which is something I'll do right now with a little bit of a goop. Oh, are you going to throw it? Oh, I thought we were going to see the reaction as hundreds of Gaelic bodies go to the ground. There it goes. Whack. Oh, sorry, madam.
Radio One Time, find the music.
Oh, do you mind getting out of here, sir? You've come in the wrong way. The car park's around the back. The Kinks, they were telling us about an ape man. The chronological estimation reads incredibly like a bingo game because we got 22 before 2 on the Radio 1 Club. I'm going to do something terribly daring. It always fails for me. But people of Barry, would you care to give one big cheer for the rest of Britain? On the count of three, could we have a bit of noise from everybody here in the Memorial Hall? One, two, three. Oh, wasn't that nice? So that proves we got people here.
Radio 1 Club. Plays the hits.
Oh, we do indeed, and up step the Grumbleweeds.
Fading away, the highly sociable sound of the Grumbleweeds and Satisfaction. This is the Radio 1 Club, today from Barry, and we now go over to London for a news flash.
The electricians are calling off their work to rule. The announcement was first made by the TUC's Mr. Feather, and a few minutes ago, the electricians' leader, Mr. Frank Chappell, confirmed that the overtime ban and work to rule were in fact being withdrawn, not just suspended. But differences of opinion over the terms of reference for a court of inquiry will not be resolved until union leaders see the Employment Minister, Mr. Carr, later this afternoon. That's a news flash. We'll have more information about this work to rule in our 2:30 bulletin on Radio 1. And now back to you, Noel.
Thank you very much indeed, Sean. You are indeed back on the Radio 1 Club. Here come the Jackson 5. Going to be a great big hit for them. I'll be there.
Oh, I like it, I like it.
The Jackson 5 and I'll be there. Right, I'd just like to dedicate that very quickly to all the people who bothered to send in this very neatly printed piece of paper, which does make a bit of a change. Lynn and Khan, Carol and Bryn, Nico, Jeff, Chrissy, Monty, Bugsley. Oh boy, we do get some names. Heidi and Earl, and my mother, it says here, and for my father's birthday today, so many happy returns to Dad. All in form 3N, and for the funniest kid, Jane Bumford. With all respect, Jane, with a name like Bumford, you gotta be funny, honey. Also, regards to Flopper. And that one is in no way connected. Oh, it is connected, indeed, with our live group, Sky. When I say live, I'm just trying to differentiate between the other sounds you hear. They are going to get very excited now with Stagger Lee. There is some fantastic dancing going on to this music. Sky and Stagger Lee, and I would advocate that everybody in Barry really gesticulates their credentials as they say, save your sugar for me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Final session here from Sky, live on the Radio 1 Club today, and the Tony Joe White song, Save Your Sugar for Me.
Tell you what we would like to do right now, all the people at Bally, we would like to congratulate our producer of today, Mr. Tim Blackmore, because just 2 weeks ago he became a daddy for the second time. How about a nice round of applause to Tim Blackmore?
It was all done with mirrors.
Isn't that lovely? Also, please would you play a record for all the staff and girls of High Street School, especially Forms 3B and Mr. Baker. I'm going to leave you right now on the Radio 1 Club today, but the next time you hear my verbal tones will be on Christmas morning, between the hours of 8 o'clock and 10, when I will be given a hand with Junior Choice, which will be coming live from Cardiff, Royal Infirmary. Okay? I'm going to leave you with the sound of Bobby Boom and his follow-up to Montego Bay. Heavy makes you happy.
I like it. From Bobby Bloom, Heavy Makes You Happy, and it's a very happy sound indeed. The piece of paper reads, Darling Noel, more, please play a request for Austin White, who is in hospital. Hope he gets well soon. Lots of love from his daughter, Terry. And indeed, Austin, hurry up and get out of there, especially for Christmas. Also to Andy, all my love, Lynn, and to Mark, with love from Sue, Tar. Also to Chris, happy birthday for Saturday. And that love comes once again from Terry. Another one, Brev, Papa, Brian, Tom, Chris, Linda, and Lorraine, and Viv. Nothing else on there except a few name checks, I suppose. And please play a request for Alan Birch and John Griffin of Barry. Love from Laura. And Anne, you've got me dangling on the string. If possible, it's not possible. We are simply going to do a very mediocre thing and play the number one sound around, right? Dave Edmonds, what a wonderful name he's got. And I hear you knocking, honey. The number one sound this particular week on Radio 1. It is Dave Edmonds, and I hear you knocking. And that's it from Barry. And I've gone to the trouble of I always do it when I visit a foreign country. I try and learn a bit of the language, and I'm going to get it all wrong, but I'm supposed to say Da Buchri or Fari. Was that reasonably correct? Oh. How about that? Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Sky, who are playing live. Producer Tim Blackmore. Reminder, tomorrow, from the Oxford Galleries, Newcastle upon Tyne, Roscoe will be introducing the Mud, and also Tar to Tony Wynne-Jones. Thank you very much, Tony. Radio 1 Club now finishing from Barry, and we're going over to London to join Mr. Barry Mason.
Here we go. So stay around with the sound of today. 1, 2, 3.